Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
It's time for nominations for the Buffalo Niagara Business Ethics Association. And with us in studio this morning, Fred Hollander from Lawley Insurance, who heads up this organization. And Allison Romanowski is here, previous winner with Alliance Homes. Fred, I can't believe we're already into nomination season.
It seems that this is just every month we're meeting and planning, and we're looking forward to another great year for BNBEA.
But this is go time right now, right?
This is go time. Nominations are open until next Friday, a week from Friday, the 25th.
Do you get a lot of last-minute nominations?
Yes, we do. And we think that this show that you allow us to come on and talk about it is really helps get people over the line.
What's required in just nominating a company?
It's a simple form. You can go on our website, buffalobusinessethics.org, and nominate a company. Or we have, we can go and get it now here. You make that available, that link.
Right, in our Buffalo Business section.
Right.
Can you nominate your own company?
Yes, you can. In fact, we've had several employees who think so highly of their company that they feel that they should be nominated.
That doesn't ding you in any way when it comes to, whittling out and figuring out who wins the award that you nominated yourself?
Well, there's a couple of processes we go through. First, we have the nomination itself, which is a very simple form. Then, I'll let Allison speak to this because she heads up the vetting process.
Yeah, Allison, you as a previous winner with Alliance Homes, tell our listeners what is involved in going through this.
Yes, thank you very much for having me today. We received the award several years ago and have never lost sight of it in our organization. It continues to be acknowledged on our email signatures. The Crystal Award is displayed predominantly in our organization, mostly because it's really not an award at all. It really is a validation as to how you do business. It helps us to, although it's not the only way we communicate, it helps us to communicate the good decisions that our organization makes to our customers, to our subcontractors, to the government's units that we work with. And most importantly, it's a real affirmation to your employees as to the types of decisions they should make. It gives them directions. It helps. We've heard this from a lot of our other award recipients, that it helps the organization retain exceptional talent and gives the employees roots. So it provides some direction and efficiency that you might not otherwise have. I mean, a lot of organizations think that, you know, ethical means that you have to take a shortcut, or means that you're going to have some costs associated with your decision making. Well, all decisions in business require some costs and may have some damage, but the ethical one gives you the long-term sustainability and long-term profits in your organization that you need. So I would encourage anyone here to nominate a company that is listening, that may know of a company that they've had a good experience with. It's not a company that you have to be intimately involved with. It can be your own company, but it could be a company that you just had a pleasant experience with and you feel like that good decisions are part of that organization, and encourage that nomination. And in answer to Brian's question, no, if you nominate your own company, I don't think that's a ding at all. We really, that's not one of the judging factors as to who nominated you or how you got nominated. I know in our organization, we've been nominated by our customers. Other organizations have been nominated by employees in their company or themselves. It doesn't matter, because the judging and vetting process that's done in liaison with Niagara University is based on a rubric of specific requirements that anybody can find on our website, and who nominated you is not one of the factors at all.
It has to help with business, right? Because people, when they're looking to deal with, you know, whether it be a window manufacturer, whether it be a, you know, somewhere to send their kids for daycare, looking at some of the past winners, you know, where to buy your beer from, even, you know, ethical, you know, companies are ones that people want to do business with.
Yeah, we found from our testimonials, one of our most recent ones was a software development company. He does business out of town, and they're dealing with people who only know them through communications, electronic mostly, and they said that this adds credibility and helps them win accounts because they have that Crystal Award on their resume.
Fred, does it matter if it's a really small business or a really large business?
No, we have three business size categories, 5 to 25, 25 to 100, and then over 100. And you notice it's only employee count. We're not looking at revenues. We're looking at there's different cultures within different sized organizations. And especially, you know, you may not have an ethical process or any kind of a document, but you do have a culture. And all we're asking you to do is memorialize that culture and tell your story so that when Allison's team of students is looking through, they're going to recommend three finalists in each category. Then the judging panel comes in.
Yeah, so what exactly happens? You have the 25th is the deadline for nominations, and then after that, where do
you
go from
there? Well, as soon as the nominations come in, we send a letter inviting the company to a nominee orientation breakfast, which will be November 7th. And then we explain the award, the application process, and we don't leave you hanging. We introduce you to a mentor who's been through the process, who can guide you. It's really a matter of discipline. It's not how fast you are, it's how soon you start. So if you do it, by the end of January, you'll complete it, and then we'll have an opportunity to have the students vet the submissions.
Allison, for a company that maybe goes through this process and is not a winner, they can go through it again, right?
This is true. Two things come out of the process. Although it does take a little bit of effort to put the application together, most nominees that have gone through the process, whether or not they win is not the most important answer to them. It's the process that they went through and what they learned about their organizations through the application and through the questionnaire. It allows them to communicate better with their employees and work together as unified goals for the organization. I mean, this is a very unique, one-of-a-kind award to the recipients. It gives outstanding achievement, whether you've been through the whole process of just applying, you become a finalist, we acknowledge all of our finalists, or whether or not you actually receive the award. And a lot of times it's timing, and therefore we encourage those companies that have applied before but not received it to reapply and go for it again. Sometimes it's a matter of just a little tweaking or difference in the competition for the award.
All right. Okay. Well, it's time is running out to put your nomination in. You have to submit a nomination by the 25th.
Yeah, you can do that at buffalobusinessethics.org. Fred, thanks so much, and Allison, appreciate you both coming in this morning.
And thanks for having us again.
Thank you for having us.
Sure. Fred Hollander and Allison Romanowski.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.